Morning Watch. Knowing, experiencing, and enjoying Christ as revealed in Philippians week 3. Being one in soul, to enjoy Christ by thinking the one thing, by being one with Christ in his inward parts, and by allowing God to operate in us the willing and the working for his good pleasure. Saturday. Related verses. Genesis 6:14. Make yourself an ark of gopher wood. You shall make rooms in the ark, and shall cover it within and without with pitch. Matthew 24:37-39. For just as the days of Noah were, so will the coming of the Son of Man be. For as they were in those days before the flood, eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day in which Noah entered into the ark, and they did not know that judgment was coming until the flood came and took all away, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. 1 Peter 3:20-21. Who had formerly disobeyed when the long suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was being prepared, entering into which a few, that is, 8 souls, were brought safely through by water, which water, as an antitype, also now saves you, that is, baptism. Not a putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the appeal of a good conscience unto God through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. 1 Thessalonians 5:3. When they say peace and security, then sudden destruction comes upon them, just as birth pangs to a woman with child, and they shall by no means escape. Luke 21:36. But be watchful at every time, beseeching that you would prevail to escape all these things which are about to happen, and to stand before the Son of Man. Revelation 3:10. Because you have kept the word of my endurance, I also will keep you out of the hour of trial, which is about to come on the whole inhabited earth, to try them who dwell on the earth. Related reading. Noah worked with God and for God. What he worked on and entered into was just God's salvation, the ark. Many Christians only know a historical and distant Christ, but according to the picture that we see with Noah, we should have a present and practical Christ whom we can enter into, not just a historical Christ or a Christ of distance. And we should work together with God on Christ. Christ is our ark. And in the local churches, we are building up this ark. It may sound strange for us to hear that we should build up Christ, but look at Noah. He was building up the ark, and as today's Noahs, we also should build up Christ. Today we are saved, but we still need to work on Christ. Noah also was saved before he began working on the ark. Since he was already saved, why did he need to build the ark? He needed further salvation from the corrupted world. Paul told us in Philippians 2:12 that we need to be obedient and to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Although we have been saved, we still need to work out our salvation. God's salvation is not so short or so brief or so simple. God's salvation has a long span. Today we are in the passage of God's salvation. We have entered into this passage. Now we are going through this passage, and our going through is our working. The more Noah built the ark, the more he passed through God's salvation. Eventually, he entered into what he worked out. The very Christ whom we are building up will become our future salvation. One day, under God's sovereignty, we will enter into the very Christ whom we have built up. If you work together with the Lord in your daily experience, you surely build up something of Christ, and eventually you get into what you have built up, and you dwell in this Christ as your enjoyment. Then you abide in Christ. Many Christians realize that John 15 speaks of abiding in Christ, but not many know what it means to abide in Christ. If you do not build up Christ, you have no Christ to abide in. Doctrinally, this may sound strange, but experientially it is right. You have Christ, but do you abide in Christ? Just to believe in Christ is sufficient for you to have him. But to abide in Christ needs some building up. You have to build up Christ for you to abide in him. What does it mean to build up Christ? You have to love him. You have to talk to him by calling on his name. You have to live by him. If you spend from Monday through Saturday loving the Lord, fellowshipping with him, living by him, and walking together with him, surely on the Lord's day you would have a deep sensation that you are in Christ. But if on the other hand you spend from Monday through Saturday not loving the Lord and not fellowshipping with him, not living in him, and not walking with him, even if you wanted to abide in him today, you would feel that he is absent. In your experience, he is not with you. You have him in doctrine, but you do not have him in experience. Although you might desire to abide in him, it seems that you do not know where he is. This would mean that for the past week, you did not build Christ. You did not work on the ark. So when the flood came, you had no ark to enter into. But when you love him and fellowship with him and live by him and walk with him day after day and hour after hour, you build him up in your experience. You build up a Christ in your experience for you to enter into as your salvation.